What's called the Joint Information Environment, a network architecture that DoD hopes will one day serve the core needs of all the military services, will lean heavily on work that's already been done in the U.S. European Command and U.S. Africa Command. They've been working on a shared IT infrastructure called the Joint Enterprise Network to serve various military organizations in their own geographical areas. In meetings happening in Europe this week, DoD officials are transitioning that use case into what will become the first increment of the DoD-wide Joint Information Environment. Rear Admiral David Simpson is the Vice Director of the Defense Information Systems Agency.
Over the last 2 years, those COCOMs have done a great job at articulating, centered around their mission, what really is the larger goal of the JIE. And the summit this week really represents a handoff. We have a very good degree of maturity around the transport layer in Gen and a couple of data center collapsing efforts. And those have the MOAs that are signed, how much each organization is going to pony up for that. And this week represented the moving to implementation for the transport and the Wiesbaden data center piece of it.
Simpson told an AFCEA DC luncheon that AFRICOM and EUCOM will now take responsibility for building the first increment of the JIE.
And take advantage of what was defined in Gen work low-hanging fruit to not only achieve a capability that is a part of JIE, but to also tease out those challenges, those barriers, those investments needed to inform the POM.
The POM, the Program Operating Memorandum, Pentagon speak for a 5-year budget, though Simpson says there will be no new money to build the JIE. DoD will have to fund the new network enterprise by finding IT efficiencies elsewhere, getting rid of redundancies between the military services.
And that's where the synchronization part really comes. The investment potential for the JIE really comes in the current IT spend that is spread across the entire department. So the synchronization of being able to replace an existing IT capability in the department, an existing service, sunset that, and then repurpose those resources towards the next element of attaining this Joint Information Environment is really the key piece that DISA is responsible for.
For the next increment of JIE, DoD will turn to U.S. Pacific Command. IT leaders there will take what their colleagues in Europe learn in the first increment and hopefully improve upon it. Major General Jennifer Napper, who just left the Army's Network Enterprise Technology Command and will soon assume a leadership role in U.S. Cyber Command, says those combatant commands are a logical place to start work on a joint networking environment. After all, the organizations and workforces within those commands are joint by nature.
It seems to me that it's really easy in the overseas areas to look at enclaves that are clearly purple, whether it's all of Europe, Korea, Japan, because they're clear delineations of enclaves and everything in between is already DISA. So I agree we should go after those first and be informed while we figure out how to get everything in CONUS ready to go into the Joint Information Environment. I still think the challenges will be that some of the services have some other ideas about enterprise within a service. And so there's some equities that I think are going to be challenging for folks to give up. Because, you know, this is my opinion, probably not necessarily the Army opinion, so don't quote it as that. But my opinion is it's purple all the way down inside of a post camp or station, and it changes to a color when it's an organization. In other words, a wing is clearly blue and a BCT is clearly green, but everything else is purple until you get to that point.
But Napper says with military bases in the U.S. increasingly being occupied by organizations from several different services, implementing a purple joint network here in the continental United States is critical as well.
The reason I say that, though, about being purple all the way inside the gate is, let's pick on Shaw Air Force Base. We just moved Army Central Command there. You know, there's one of our premier Army units is sitting inside of an Air Force base. And it's silly for us to be VPNing them out to someplace or running our own server stacks when they've got the capabilities right there inside Shaw Air Force Base comms. But that's the kind of things that we do today. So you can't get to JIE fast enough, in my opinion, but we've still got those processes and governance challenges that we're going to have to work through as we go forward.
DoD leaders argue the JIE isn't just about finding efficiencies and making IT systems run better on military bases, that it has real implications for the way troops effectively use cyberspace capabilities on the battlefield. Right now, Simpson says, junior leaders in smaller combat units bring their own networks with them and cobble together a way to make things work.
I believe that with the JIE, we will be able to bring significantly more capabilities to those folks forward that are responsible for creating the information environment. That instead of being constrained to the Intel as good as that major can bring to the six who's just trying to string cable and get a lot of work, that we have this backbone in the middle of the JIE that when we're connected, you've got the full benefit of the best our department has to bear in the way of security, in the way of network experts to provide that capability forward.
Knapper says that issue is especially prominent in small joint environments like forward operating bases in Afghanistan.
There are multiple people responsible for the pieces and parts of the network. And if you have an air component and an army component and some agencies or other groups, you're all going out and across to talk to each other, which is insanity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the second piece is, when you get to a joint information environment and common standards, it becomes more of a, excuse the phrase, but plug and play for that
sure.
S6.
Sure.
That it's, he knows what to expect, it's going to be repeatable, and it's something he can be trained to appropriately and not be over encumbered to try and figure out how to put it all together in the fly in the battle space.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.